A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one.
Armor of God, Part 4. In the name of Jesus Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, for God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, into your hearts. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose you in him before the foundation of the world, that you should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined you to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made you accepted in the beloved. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let you cleanse yourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. In Christ we pray that by the Spirit you will put to death the deeds of the body. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. You are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of your body. For he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and your land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps your pathway. It is written, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Therefore, in the name of Jesus Christ, let you and your house stand, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In Christ we pray that our great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality, will establish his word to you and your family, put a hunger and a thirst in your inward parts, and overpowering love for the word of God, that you love it exceedingly, so that your soul breaks out with longing for his judgments at all times, as you take them as your heritage forever, rejoicing in your heart that you hear the word of the Lord and understand it, keeping it in the midst of your heart. And in Christ we pray, you and your family will incline your heart to perform it, knowing with certainty that his word is very pure. May you and your people heed the word wisely and trust in the Lord. Make it your delight, for his word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Let the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, give you and your people understanding, teach you good judgment and knowledge, make you understand the way of his precepts, correct your ways to keep his statutes, make you walk in the paths of his commandments, and let you not wander from his commandments, so that you meditate on his precepts and contemplate his way, inclining your heart and clinging to his testimonies. For his word has given you life and is health to your flesh. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. The word of God stands forever. The entirety of his word is truth, pure, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. Let the word of Christ dwell in you and your house richly in all wisdom, and in Christ we pray that you receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For the gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. Therefore, hold fast the word of life. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed high priest by the word of oath of God, let you and your house stand therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May the Lord our God be with you and your house, that he may incline your hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that he may maintain the cause of his servants and the cause of your people, as each day may require. In Christ we pray that God, the confidence of all the ends of the earth, will direct your steps in his word, and let no inequity have dominion over you and your house. Let the God of peace put the word very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. For whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. In Christ we pray that the Lord God will give you and your house the tongue of the learned. Awaken your ear to hear as the learned, and the Spirit of the Lord will speak to you and your family, and put his word on your tongue. Let you and your people hold fast the pattern of sound words which you hear, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The good thing which was committed to you may you keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. May it please the Lord to make you sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. Christ, we pray that God will raise you and your family up for himself as faithful priests, who shall do according to what is in his heart and in his mind, that he might show his power in you and your house, and that his name might be declared in all the earth. He will build you a sure house, and you shall walk before him anointed forever. May the Lord make you bold with strength in your souls, and grant to you and yours that with all boldness you may speak his word, speaking boldly in the Lord, who bears witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by your hands. Let you speak by the Spirit of the Father who speaks in you. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will teach you what you ought to say. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things. And the words you speak will be spirit and life. No one will be able to resist the wisdom and the Spirit by which you speak, and you will indeed bear fruit and produce 100-fold. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, who has loved you and given you everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you and your house in every good word and work. Now in Christ we command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. May it please God to sanctify you by his word. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouse. Let the heavens declare his righteousness. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. In the name of Jesus Christ, he who lives to make intercession for you, let you and your house stand, therefore, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Let you be a minister of Jesus Christ, having the ministry of righteousness, preaching righteousness, ministering the gospel of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. In Christ we pray that you and your house will purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, loving one another fervently with a pure heart, making supplication for all the saints, giving yourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Therefore, in Christ, we exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, all who are in authority, that you may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. Grace and peace be multiplied to you and your family in the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, that you may be partakers of the divine nature, giving yourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word, being diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. In Christ, we remind you to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in Christ we beg you, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together in your prayers to God, that you take heed to yourselves and to all the saints, that you watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Spirit also helps in your weakness, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. In Christ we pray that your heart will be circumcised in the Spirit, that you and your people will possess in the hidden person of your heart the incorruptible ornament of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious to the sight of God. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. He, Jesus, shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Abiding in Christ, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you and your house stand, having taken up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. May you and your people go up into the gaps to build a wall for your house, to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. According to his glorious power, may God grant that you and your family are faithful and make a wall and stand in the gap before our mighty God on behalf of all the saints. May you be loved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray evening and morning and at noon, and cry aloud, and he shall hear your voice. For the Lord God watches over you and your house. His lamp shines on your head. By his light you walk through darkness. The friendly counsel of God is over your house. The Almighty is with you. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. In Christ we pray that you and your people wait for the Lord. Your souls wait, and in his word you hope. Let you and your people hear instruction and be wise. Blessed is the man who listens to the wisdom of God, watching daily at its gates, waiting at the posts of its doors. For whoever finds wisdom finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. May you meditate on him in the night watches, because he has been your help. Therefore, in the shadow of his wings, you and your family will rejoice. May your souls follow close behind him. His right hand upholds you and your house. Let you and your house stand continually on the watchtower in the daytime and sit at the post every night. Let you watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch, stand fast in faith, be brave, be strong. Let you watch out for yourselves carefully. Watch over the way of your household, and do not eat the bread of idleness, but watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. According to the Spirit of holiness, may the God of truth set a guard over your mouth, keep watch over the doors of your lips, and keep your heart from any evil things. Arise, cry out in the night, at the beginning of the watches, pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands towards him for the life of your young children. Behold, Jesus is coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So, in Christ we pray, you and your people will be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. Not defile your garments, and you shall walk with Jesus in white, for you are worthy. According to his abundant mercy, may God grant that you and all your people will overcome and shall be clothed in white garments, and Jesus will not blot your name from the book of life, but confess your name before his Father and before his angels. For he who overcomes and keeps his works until the end, to him he will give power over the nations. Let you not sleep as others do, but let you and your house watch and be sober. For the wicked watches the righteous and seeks to slay him. May you and your family watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Also keep in watch over the house of the Lord and the flock by night. For all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Watchmen opposite watchmen, one at his watch station and another in front of his own house, diligently watching for the mercy of the Lord. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting and is on those who fear him from generation to generation. You, Son of Man, God has made you a watchman for the house of our God. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good, for the terrible one is brought to nothing, the scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off. In Christ we pray that you and your people will be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry, open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, standing against those who speak perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. May you and your people be watchmen who shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest until he makes you and your house a praise in the earth. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly, he finds you sleeping. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. It is written, and what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Behold, the Lord God shall come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those who are with young. You, O Lord, love righteousness and justice. The earth is full of all your goodness. Having fruit to holiness, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time, so you will always be in the will of God, through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space, by the overpowering presence of God, who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, who upholds all things by the word of his power, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. Abiding in Christ, the righteous judge, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. We will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Our souls shall be joyful in our God. God said it. We believe it. It is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.